you put all 17 pairs in, you know, and I don't know what kind of radio you got there, the, you know, if you set it up for the IP Connect, you know, the site roaming, you know, then you'll never have to worry about it. You just flip it on, and it'll find the repeater, and you'll be good. I know Tom uses that a lot, so there you go. But Dakota, I tell you, that you know, one way to kind of like get half of it kind of off your plate is that you know how to program an analog repeater, right? You know, you got to know the frequency, the offset, you know, and on UHF we know it's always +5. Well, not always, but for all extents and purposes, it's +5. You know, then you got to know the PL, right? Well, with DMR, it's the same thing. You got to know the frequency, the offset, which is always +5 on UHF, and then you got to know the PL. Well, in that case, it's color code. You know, think of color code as PL. Okay, so those are the frequency parameters. You know, so you know, just like any other, you know, just think of color code as PL on DMR, and then that's how you get the frequency in. Now you're down to talk group. You know, and then talk group has its own set of parameters. You know, it's like the talk group, you know, number itself, you know, what time slot is it on? And you know, aside from stuff like, you know, the permit or don't permit and stuff like that, aside from that kind of stuff, you know, that's setting up each channel. But you may know that. It may be other stuff you're looking for. And then getting the audio right. I'll tell you what, you know, it's like, I'm glad everybody's pretty concerned with how their audio is and being careful not to over-modulate on DMR. That's a biggie. And, that requires that somebody else, one, tell you, and then two, you know, there's a propensity in ham radio for people to get offended. You know, it's like, you know, because maybe you were working on it all day yesterday, and then you get out there and somebody says, oh my God, you're so loud. You know, you're like, yeah, you get frustrated. I mean, why? I just worked on it yesterday all day. Well, you know, I mean, the person's just telling you the truth, you know, so you got to be careful not to do that. And I see people backing off. Well, you know, and they kind of pussyfoot around. I don't want to really tell you that your audio's hot. No, you should tell people. People should be glad to hear it. And I know most of us are, but that's a good thing, too. That's a good thing to learn is that somebody tells you your signal's poo-poo, be happy. Say thank you.
Thank you, Mitch.